Okay? And at that point, he begins to make war with the saints according to Revelation chapter 13. And he makes war with them for 75 days. Now, what happens at the abomination of desolation? Well, you have something called the mark of the beast being implemented. Okay? And no, it's not the mask of the beast. By the way, mainstream Christianity, that's what they believe. Yeah. Let mainstream Christianity stick to that way of thinking. Amen. We know the Bible, folks.
Amen.
Don't lower yourself to the intelligence of mainstream Christianity that's using the NIV to try to interpret end times Bible prophecy and say, well, mark is like mask and mask is like mark. Folks, the mask doesn't go on your forehead. It goes on your mouth. And it doesn't go on your right hand either. And look, the mark is only implemented for 75 days. Now, why is it, I'm chasing a rabbit here, but this is good, okay? Why is the mark implemented for 75 days? Is it because, oh, well, you know, they're just trying to make people's lives miserable and you know, they're trying to get Christians to take the mark of the beast, which is a really stupid teaching, by the way, that Christians can take the mark of the beast. That's not what it's about. The mark of the beast is used as a tool to weed out Christians.
Yeah. Right.
So when the Bible says that he's making war with the saints, he uses the avenue of the chip or the mark or whatever it is in order to weed them out.
Yeah.
Because only people who worship the image can receive the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
And Christians who have the Spirit of God dwelling within them, who are saved, are incapable of worshiping the devil.
That's right.
It's impossible. So therefore, even if you have some weakling Christian, you know, like a preacher or something, it was just like, brother, I'm just going to go ahead and get that mark, brother. I'll just get in and ask for forgiveness later, brother. I'm weak right now in the faith, brother. I should have listened to those pesky Andersonites. And he goes and he just wants to get his biscuits and gravy or whatever, McDonald's. They're going to know he's not worshiping the beast. Because as watered down as he still has the Spirit of God dwelling within him. And they will be able to identify the fact that he's a true believer and in turn will be put to death because of it.
Right.
You see, the mark of the beast will come as a ploy to basically say, well, this will make life better. We've gone through 1,260 days of beginning of sorrows. People are dying. There's famine. There's pestilence. Well, here's the mark. Or not the mark, but here's, you know, your iPhone 20. But now it's not this. Now it's just put it in your forehead or in your hand, and you can get the food that you need. You can get the medical attention that you need. You know, you can get whatever you need through this mark. And it comes as a matter of convenience to the world, but really the underlying motive behind it is to find out who the real Christians are.
Yeah.